702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. I see Brazil is back. He actually won.
Morning. Well, I suppose technically he's president-elect, isn't he? Because he hasn't been sworn in. But yeah, he did win, didn't he? Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, or President da Silva. I think actually most people call him President Lula, come to think of it. Anyway, he has addressed the UN Climate Summit, COP27, in Egypt. Expectations had been running high beforehand, and boy, did he get a welcome. Rapturous applause and backslapping and all sorts of things, mainly, I think, because he's not the last guy. He's not Jair Bolsonaro, who was, after all, anti-environmental issues, did not believe in or did not accept climate change as a man-made problem. I think he was anti-vax. Basically, he was anti most things, wasn't he, Jair Bolsonaro?
Yeah. Where... Oh, Adam, have we lost Adam? He was almost... very... Oh, there we go. We got you back. Sorry, we lost you for a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So President Lula has already, in a very short space of time, promised to end deforestation of the Amazon, to stop illegal mining, to stop criminals operating in the Amazon, to unfreeze the Amazon fund, to rebuild Amazon protection, to safeguard indigenous land. A load of stuff that obviously gets a very warm welcome around the world. I mean, there's a sigh of relief, not least from the rainforest itself, I would suggest. I mean, the Brazilian president may have only won his own election by 1%, but if you held a world election right now, he's probably a shoo-in, isn't he? I can't think of too many others who are getting that kind of popularity.
No, you're quite right, you know, because I remember also COVID as well. There was that whole thing about the vaccination, and the list goes on and goes on. Right, NASA's moon rockets, a rather successful launch, which is great.
Yes, it took off, didn't it? And is heading that way. I mean, the problem's on Earth. Let's shift the focus to the to space. It's sometimes like that, isn't it? World leaders, when they have problems at home, go on the world stage and it'll be a lot easier. Maybe that's what NASA is doing, trying to draw our attention away from economic recession and post-pandemic blues and war and pestilence and you name it. Anyway, NASA launching Artemis. It's at this stage unmanned, but the idea is ultimately there will be manned, or indeed humaned, missions to the moon and Mars and so forth, which is heads there to the moon and beyond tag that they had with it. I love the symmetry of calling it Artemis. The last human mission to the moon 50 years ago was Apollo 17 to be exact. Yeah. Artemis was Apollo's twin sister in Greek mythology.
Oh.
So we're going nicely round in a little circle there. There is method in the madness. Oh. Although, I don't know, $93 billion, is that money well spent, given all those issues that I've only touched upon?
Well, we do have, 7 billion people on our planet, and at some point I think we'll have to pick another planet. So maybe it's a step in the right direction. We'll have to only know in about, I suppose, 10 or 15 years from now. Then bad kit. I mean, sports scientists are embracing poor female football equipment. This sounds like a shocker.
Yeah, essentially, I mean, it's probably only something that occurs to you if you are a woman or a girl playing football. And there are plenty who do. And sports scientists are now on their side saying all the kit designed is based on human physiology. Mm. So the boots, for instance, are based on the male foot shape, whereas generally speaking, although it is only generally speaking, women have different shaped heels and arches. The boots are generic. Women have more problems with heading a ball than men because, after all, we know there are all sorts of brain trauma issues with heading a football, and women have slightly thinner skulls, is the idea. Knee ligament injuries, even in elite players, are double what they are, excuse me, amongst male players.
Yeah.
So what these sports scientists have said is, come on, you know, let's address this. Let's think about the boots for women. Let's think about the football, maybe. More practical sports bras, shorts, hijabs, you name it. Time to catch up, Nike, Adidas, Umbro, Puma, you name them. Come on, get working on it. You know, women's football's here.
Oh, I don't know. Adam, they've actually just got to the point where they actually pay women as much as they do men. So maybe that was a great step in the right direction. Now, guys, it's just the equipment. One more step to go, and there's equality throughout the world. Adam, thank you for your worldview.